It is the final regular season round of the New Zealand Ice Hockey League. A couple of doubleheaders taking place. Red Devils taking on the Admirals. That's bottom of the table v. top. Christchurch, 4:40 this afternoon, then 4:40 tomorrow afternoon as well. The other doubleheader sees the Storm taking, the Swarm, I should say, taking on the Stampede at Botany in Auckland. 5-5 tonight and 20-5 tomorrow for those games. We're going to talk about the Red Devils Admirals game with the man who is the leading scorer in New Zealand Ice Hockey League history. Also got named last night in the Ice Blacks. The Ice Blacks are going to be taking on their Australian counterparts, the Mighty Roos, three-game Trans-Tasman Challenge, part of the Winter Games in Queenstown. Chris Eden, first of all, congratulations on being named to the New Zealand side. Still get a kick out of that?
Yeah, it's honestly a great opportunity, and you know, playing Australia and New Zealand, what better way to have it?
So how tough are the Aussies going to be?
They are pretty good at ice hockey. They've got a lot of expats in the team. A lot of people that have come over from Canada, America and whatnot, and just ended up that Australia is a great place to live and ended up staying there, have passports now. And their development and stuff is going through the roof.
Well, you sound as Kiwi as. So, I mean, how long have you been playing ice hockey?
Well, I've been playing for since I was 8, so it's come up 20 years, if I do the math correctly, in 1 month's time, and that's a bit of a shock, really, but at the same time, it's a cool sport to be in, and just exciting.
Is it nice to see, because we've had conversations with members from all five of the franchises now involved in the New Zealand Ice Hockey League, and we do, as you point out, with regards to Australia, we do get a few expats. How important is it for you to see young New Zealanders like yourself coming through, getting excited about the game and getting involved?
Mate, we have a great development program in Christchurch as well, and like our kids that are coming through, they're doing awesome, and just to see the talent that we have, and also having these expats and import players that we can feed off, learn off, coaching development and whatnot. New Zealand ice hockey is growing at a dramatic rate, not just the size and the people that we have, but the talent that we have also.
I also saw as well, there was some pretty exciting news during the week with, I think there was a businessman down in Wellington who's actually bought all of the rink that was going to be used for that match down there, which sadly didn't take place. What chances? I know we've got a five-team league at the moment, Chris. Could we see Wellington maybe make an appearance, if not next year, maybe the year after, based on some of the stuff that they're trying to do there? They've got a good local comp as well.
Mate, they have a ton of role hockey players there that are amazing and talented as well. But at the same time, building a rink, it's a challenging thing. And having the boards is one thing, but having the stuff to cool the ice and whatnot is another. So I'm not quite sure if we're going to see them in the next few years, but how cool would that be to see that happen?
I know the dude has bought the whole shooting box, brother, so I'm assuming he's taken all that stuff as well. So that's awesome to hear.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. Hey, look, tough season for the Red Devils. You find yourself at the bottom of a five-team league. How do you guys approach this doubleheader against the team who are getting themselves ready for playoff hockey in the Admirals?
We're ready for an upset. You know, we're not an easy team to play against. We haven't had the best bounces this year. We've definitely got talent. We've got goal scorers. We've got defense. We've got a young goaltender that's is blossoming at the moment. And we're so keen for the challenge, and we're ready to go.
Do you think you might be able to get them distracted because they will be thinking about the playoffs, or is the situation such that they actually need to win just as much as you guys?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, they need a W to get just go straight through to that final. But at the same time, they've also got in the back of their head that they can't have any injuries. So if we come out with a game that is a little bit different than we normally play, maybe a little bit more rougher, get a few players on edge, get them thinking about what's going to happen in the finals, then that could turn a few heads.
I got to ask, how close are you guys to AMI Stadium in Christchurch? Is it walking distance, running distance?
We are only like 2 or 3 K.
Okay, so they can go along, watch you guys kick the Admirals, and still have time to get along and watch the Super Rugby final, the Savo.
Oh, yeah, especially because it's the highway the whole way down. So, yeah, about a 5-minute drive, not even that.
All right, Chris. Greatly appreciate your time. Congratulations on your selection in the New Zealand team. Good luck to you and the Red Devils against the Admirals in this 2-game set to finish off the regular season of the New Zealand Ice Hockey League. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. Chris Eden, he is the captain of the Canterbury Red Devils, leading scorer in New Zealand Ice Hockey League history as well. That New Zealand team, by the way, announced. If you do want a good breakdown, go and check out the Puck Year, is how it's printed. No BSA complaint. Puck Year is the name of the website. Go and check it out. Joe and Logan do great work with regards to keeping an eye on the NHL over in the States, but also as well do a great job with the New Zealand Ice Hockey League. Check that out. Great social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, all that sort of stuff. But as I say, the doubleheaders today and tomorrow, Red Devils v Admiral, Swarm v Stampede.